Well, Sydney racing on Saturday heads back to Rose Hill, and with the prospect of some fine weather over the next couple of days, this track should be in picture-perfect order. Our form analyst for our Sky Sports Radio weekly podcast is Paul Joyce. Hello to you, Paul.
Hello, Andrew. And it's an extremely difficult quaddie at Rose Hill this week. Probably four of the most open races I've come across in a long time. But the good news is, if we happen to get through it, it will play a very big dividend, I would expect. And look, it's going to complement the race meeting at Moonee Valley perfectly on Saturday. Really looking forward to the day.
Yep, it should be a beauty. Let's look at the quaddie legs for Rose Hill. Starts with race five. This is over the 1400, Paul.
Yeah, look, an even race for the mares. Not a lot of speed in the race, probably without a shadow goes forward. Transfers will kick up off the good draw. Nella Moss perhaps works across, but I don't think they'll go too mad up front. Look, I've taken five selections. I'll be happy to get through this leg. The numbers are 7, 9, 2, 11 and 4. The 7 on top, Peace Force. This horse has come back in great form for Gerald Ryan. She's only lightly raced for a five-year-old. She's had 10 starts and she's finished in the Quinella on six occasions. She's had four goes over the 1400 and she's finished in the Quinella on all four occasions. She's also had five runs on good track and has always finished in the top two. So her stats to me suggest that she's going to be right up there, very competitive, and at the $6 I've got her on top. To beat number nine without a shadow. Now this horse, you've got to forgive her last run on the Kenzo track. She was disappointing there when she didn't find the front, but going back through her form earlier this prep, she'd won two from two, and when she led throughout at Canberra over the mile, she did it very easily. And I've got her leading here, so if she gets a reasonably soft lead, I think she's right in it. The two transfers, or she's aiming for a hat-trick, she's two from two this prep. They're claiming 2 kilos for Winona Costin here, which is a smart move, considering she got the 59, and she should be right up there on the pace from barrier three. And the other two chances, number 11, Spinning Diamond. Now, you'll get $21 about this mare. Now, she's coming off a let-up. I loved her trial. It was in a very strong trial behind Not Listening to Me. And Jimmy Cassidy rides off the inside gate. And number four, Doubtful Miss, the other one for Nick Olive. I think she could run a big race at odds. She loves a dry track, and she's definitely underrated. So we've got 7, 9, 2, 11 and 4 there, Andrew. As I said, an open race. We've gone wide. Hopefully we get through.
Yeah, that's what we're keen to do in the quaddie, aren't we? 7, 9, 2, 11 and 4 in the first leg. Race 6, this is over the 1,100 metres. We've got a mixture of horses coming back and horses that are in pretty good form at the moment.
Yeah, it's a real tricky race. One thing I have noticed, there's a big field and plenty of pressure, plenty of pace, particularly drawn wide, centred to Notche. If it goes around, he'll have to come across from the outside barrier and he'll really have to work hard to get across. You have plenty of horse kicking up on his inside. Alberto Magic, the main one. Green Beret, another. Biloxi from barrier one. And Floral Insight, the list goes on. So plenty of speed in this race. But often at Rose Hill, they have the 1,100. They're still hard to run down. My numbers here, 5, 3, 12, 10 and 7. 5, Port Sumter on top. Now, he's $31. Massive overs, I think. He's had 11 wins from 48 starts. He loves a good track. He loves this distance. And he maps probably as well as anything here, just in behind that real hot speed. And if he can get a bit of luck, I think Port Sumter at $31 is worth something each way. Now, the danger number three, Floral Insight, lists about $41, so another one to throw into the Quinella, coming off a let-up. You go back through his form, he's run a very good seventh behind Cradle Me here at Rose Hill over this track and distance, only beaten 3.8 lengths, and on the weights meets a horse like Green Beret, much better this time around, so I expect him to run a good race as well. Number 12, How Did He Do It? Another one at massive odds, first up for a new stable here, Greg Bennett. He's another one that loves these dry tracks and maps beautifully. And the other two I've thrown into this 10, Atmospherical. Very well placed in a race like this. And the big query runner of the race, number 7, Windjammer. Now with Chris Waller, has been gelded and just caught my eye in its last trial behind Strawberry Boy. 5 on top of the big odds to beat 3, 12, 10 and 7. We've gone very wide there, Andrew, but again, it's that type of race.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Windjammer now with the Wallace stable there. Race 6 over the 1,100, 5, 3, 12, 10 and 7. We got a skinny leg coming up, or are we going to play percentages here on Saturday, Paul?
I'm just happy to get it this week, Andrew. We're going as wide as we can. As I said, I don't think I've seen as tough a quaddie as this in the last few months. But anyway, we'll keep ploughing on.
All right. Well, what about this seventh race then, 1,350 metres?
Yeah, look, we'll have to come back on Saturday and check my tweet here, because there are a few emergencies in this race. So the rail's out 6 metres, so they've had to put a few emergencies in. And I like a couple of them. I've gone 15, 6, 14, 3 and 10. 15 on top, Lofty Ambition. Look, I think he can win first up. He loves a good track. He's got good first up stats. And I like his trial win at Randwick. He's got a lovely barrier. He's currently $9, so I've got him on top, but he is a third emergency, so may not get a run. Number six, Abasso, well in the market at $5. Another one first up, good, fresh, like his trial. Blake Shin rides for Chris Waller there. Number 14, Signoran, has been gelded during his spell. Didn't fire last prep, but the prep before that won 4 on the trot, and I like his trial. He's another emergency that's a big watch if he gets in. The three roads of summer leads for Winona Costa, and that seems to be a pretty simple punting method at the moment. Back anything Winona is on that leads. Certainly worked yesterday at Kensington. And then we have the 10 Moral Victory, another horse that will go forward and loves a dry track. So an open race again. Check back after the final scratchings, but at this stage, 15, 6, 14, 3 and 10.
Yes, Paul's Twitter service, and I'll retweet it as well. Update you with his numbers once the final scratchings are done on Saturday morning. But there are his thoughts at this stage. What about the last leg of the quaddy? Any hope of tightening this one up, Paul?
Well, I've tightened it up a little bit. We've only got 4 selections here. But I can tell you one thing we know for sure here, Andrew. Plenty of pace, plenty of pressure again. Speed's drawn wide and it's a big field. So it's a really good race to round out the quaddy. 8, 1, 12 and 6. We're going for some value here. Number 8, Skip Town on top at $15. I'm really confident he's going to run a big race here. He won over this track and distance going back 5 starts, and then only 2 starts back over the same track and distance. Ran a really brave second behind Territory. I think this is his right kind of race. With that speed up front, he can just sit in behind them, and on the good track, which is the key for him, he can show his turn of foot. I think he'll run a very competitive race. The One Heart Tester, I can't believe it's gone up $17. I was left scratching my head. All the stats for him point towards him running a massive race. Don't forget, this horse ran second in the Razor Sharp last campaign behind Aeronautical, and I thought his first up run was good enough. Other chances here, the 12 You'll Never. He'll relish the speed up front, be charging home. And number 6, Casual Choice. The blinkers are off, but he's another one that'll be charging at them late, because I do think they're going to go very hard up front here. So we've got 8, 1, 12 and 6 in the last, Andrew. Look, for $25 this week, you're only getting 5% of the dividend, but I do think you'll get a great run for your money, and the dividend should be very huge. And it'll give you something to watch while we're watching those races at Moonee Valley, and in particular the Cox Plate, Andrew.
No doubt. 8, 1, 12 and 6 in the last. As I say, on Saturday morning, if you follow Paul Joyce, what is it again? What's your...
One, Andrew, and I'll usually update that tweet about 9 a.m. after the scratchings, and I'll reassess the form quickly, and we'll put those numbers up in preference order. So if you don't want to take them all, you can cut a few out.
All right, beauty. That's on Saturday morning. Thanks, Paul. Good luck. It's a wide quaddy, but let's hope we can snag a percentage of it. We'll chat again next week.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks a lot, Andrew.
Paul Joyce, and our form analyst, looking at Rose Hill Racing on Saturday.